T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the phone with us this morning, we've got Matthew Morrison, who will be co-starring with Kelly O'Hara in the Cabaret over at Jorgensen Center for the Performing Arts later this month. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Awesome. Thanks. Thanks for joining us. I know it's really early where you are. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And the best part of radio is that no one can see how sleepy your hair looks.
You know, it's all good. I'm so happy to talk to you all, but, you know, I was on hold and Kokomo was playing.
Yeah.
So I'm really you put me back on hold.
It's a great song, right? It's an awesome song.
No, but yeah, I'm actually always up this early because I have a 2-year-old. So.
Oh, yeah, then you're up all the time.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I'm up, yeah.
Well, you're a good dad then. So tell us about this performance. This is somewhat similar to what you did on Glee, right?
I would say no.
No? Mr. Schuster says no.
So basically, this is going to be a concert. I'm so looking forward to this, honestly, because every... Oh, peanut butter? Okay, hold on.
Yeah, totally. That's my life right there. I get it.
There you go. Yeah.
well, basically, Kelly and I, who we've starred in a couple shows on Broadway together, we schedule these concerts probably... We schedule like 2 a year. And honestly, with our schedules... One of them always gets canceled, so we only do one of these shows a year, and that is so special because I look forward to these shows more than anything. It's just a joyous night of just beautiful music with one of the most talented singers I've ever sang with in my life. So she's a gem, and I am just so excited for this concert.
Are we going to get It's Just You from Element at any point in the show?
I actually don't even know that song.
You don't?
Oh,
you were in the boy band. It was you were in a contest in Teen People magazine.
What, do you have the poster in your room?
I just remember stuff like that. Maybe. Listen, I'm going to ask the world.
I was in the boy band for a little bit, but I think I left.
You left before
they
that.
Started coming out with music, so I don't even know that song.
But yet. Matthew was in As the World Turns. He was
sure.
Hal Munson's kid.
Hal Munson's kid.
Wow, you're pulling out the real
listen
raw.
after high school, I watched them As the World Turns.
Yeah.
You've done a lot, and you're so talented. I mean, from Broadway to television, mm-hmm. to you're signed to Adam Levine's record label.
Yeah, just, you know, the thing I love about my career is just very diverse. You know, I'm always doing something different, and every turn is just a new surprise for me. So it's been quite a journey and just very happy.
Matthew, how did you get started on this path?
I was 10 years old and my parents sent me down to Arizona for the summer because I have a lot of family living in Arizona. And for the summer, all my family just said, well, we're just going to throw you and your cousin into a play. I think just because they all had to work and stuff. So
keep you busy.
Yeah,
and it was one of those things. I'm an only child and I've always had this very inventive imagination, but no outlet for it. And that was like the first moment where everything just kind of aligned. And I just was like, wow, this is the best thing ever. And I just came home to Southern California after that and just told my parents, this is what I want to do. And been on the path ever since.
So is that the West Coast version of like going to the Catskills for the summer?
Yeah.
A little dirty dancing?
I guess it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Head down to Phoenix.
Nice.
But yeah.
I know it has nothing to do with the show at the Jorgensen, which will be November 16th, and tickets are on sale now. But this is such a departure, I think. American Horror Story this season. You're in that.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride. It's been so much fun. It's actually, you know, the same people who created Glee. So they asked me to come along for this season, and it's been so much fun. It's honestly one of the easiest jobs I've ever done. I'm just running around a camp and just screaming and getting scared and stuff, but it's playing make-believe, yeah.
So have you been to Connecticut before?
Oh, yeah, of course, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, you know, is a Connecticut native, so it's going to be hard for you to get the same kind of standing ovation as Kelly because she's our girl.
She usually always gets a better standing ovation than I do anyway, so it's okay.
We're all very excited. I have to tell you that I was rooting for you with Live with Kelly. I was hoping that maybe you'd be a permanent co-host with her. You did a very good job when you hosted with her. Has that ever been something
you thought about? No, not really. It was just kind of a one-off thing.
Oh, you were very natural at it. I thought you were great.
Oh, thank you. Well, if you come to see this concert, you'll see me live with Kelly. So there you
That's
go.
True.
there you go.
It's going to be a great night. I've been to so many shows at the Jorgensen, and when they do a cabaret style with the food and beverage and everything, it's such a great show. And the two of you are amazing singers, and we can't wait. November 16th at the Jorgensen at UConn. You can get your tickets and see Matthew Morrison from Glee and so much more, along with Kelly O'Hara, some great Broadway music. And Matthew, thank you for waking up this morning and joining us.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Go get that peanut butter.
Yeah.
Bye.